Previously, down Gilead Lane.
I read those words for the first time just after Elsie died. I opened it when I thought the pain of losing her was almost too much to bear.
Was there anybody here for you?
Actually, I think your mom and dad were the only people I saw during that time. Always bringing over dinner or a coffee cake. I think your mom even did my laundry for a while there.
Come on in, Mr. Keith.
Yes,
he can't, Mom.
Timothy?
Well, he can't. We're going fishing.
Mr. Key, you really didn't have to do this. He didn't paint over the graffiti to be rewarded.
Now, I know that, but it gets kind of lonely, and I suppose I just liked having him around. Why don't you take a seat and we can get dinner started?
You don't need help setting the table?
Nope, everything's all set.
Hey, this isn't so bad.
I know you're sorry, and I forgive you.
You do?
I sure do. I can't lose my little fishing buddy now, can I?
No, you can't. And I can't lose mine.
That had to be the biggest fish I've ever seen in Pixley Pond.
It looked like Shamu the whale.
I'd like to talk to you about someone.
Who?
It's Jesus.
Thing about Mr. Key.
Yeah, I wish we could have done just one more fishing trip together. But now he's gone. Forever.
Would you like to stay with us?
Really?
Yes.
For how long?
Well, as long as you like.
You don't want me anymore! You don't want me!
Hope, no, that's not true. Come on, oh, sweetie, wake up.
Hope's been getting a little out of hand.
Hope's a new challenge.
We both thought things were going so smoothly.
Are you taking me back?
Oh, no, Hope. Oh, honey, we love you. And you're not going anywhere. You're a part of this family, no matter what.
No, we are not going to take you back.
Did you see that Mr. Key's house is for sale?
I wonder what our new neighbors will be like.
Yeah, we should start praying for them.
Why? You don't even know who they are.
You don't have to know people to pray for them, Hope.
What's up?
We're making a list.
A prayer list?
Are you spying on the open house?
Not spying exactly.
You all formed opinions on people based on what they look like.
Are you guys still praying about this neighbor thing?
Sure we are.
Are you looking at Mr. Key's house?
Yes, that's what I'm here for, to look at the house.
Well, I hope you buy it.
You have to be really careful when you form judgments about someone without knowing them.
We got a buyer for the house.
Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment.
Hope, what's taking so long?
Hey, Tim, guess what?
What?
I'm a girl.
So?
Girls are allowed to take longer in the bathroom.
But I just got back from a football game. I need a shower.
You got that right.
Thanks, Mike. Look, Hope, I'm hot, I'm tired.
And you're a boy.
Brooke, why'd you have to go away?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Mike.
Whew, did I mention you need a shower?
Thanks for the reminder.
What you doing in Hope's room?
It's not Hope's room. It's Brooke's room.
Okay.
Brooke was always here when I needed someone to talk to.
Oh. You can talk to me if you want.
Why can't things be like they used to be? When I could talk to Brooke or play chess with Justin or just go fishing with Mr. Key.
I can play chess with you.
Thanks, Mike. It's just not the same. No offense.
Hey, Tim?
Yeah?
You stink. No offense.
Thanks.
Hey, Tim! What are you doing in Mr. Key's yard?
Thinking.
What? Thinking?
Yeah.
Well, okay if I pull up a tree beside you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. So... what's on your mind, huh?
I was just thinking how weird it's going to be. You know, having somebody else live in Mr. Key's house.
I know. It's been hard to adjust for you.
I wish I could go inside Mr. Key's house again. Just for one more look.
Well, that'd be difficult, buddy. The house is no longer for sale.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Mr. Key's memory garden. Yeah. Oh, he did a beautiful job keeping up with all these roses, didn't he?
I just cleared out all the weeds. I used to do that all the time for him.
Well, you did a good job.
I wonder...
What?
I wonder if the new neighbors will take care of Mr. Key's memory garden. You think so?
Well, I don't know, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We better head back home. Your mom has supper ready.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah?
Do you think it'd be okay to take one rose back to Mom?
Yeah. I think it'd be just fine, son.
Okay. Hey, Mike!
What?
You still got Dad's binoculars?
Yeah.
Well, get them!
Okay, well, what's going on?
Check that way, up the street.
All right. I see a tree, a flower, an ant tap dancing on the sidewalk.
Mike, I'm serious.
He's got a little top hat and white gloves, a cane.
Mike, look on the far side of Mr. Key's yard, by the street. It's a spy.
A spy?
Yeah, he's got some kind of super secret scope he's pointing at Mr. Key's house.
Tim, that's not a spy. That's a surveyor. Spies don't set up a tripod in the middle of your yard and spy on you.
I was wondering about that. What's a surveyor?
It's somebody who checks out the boundaries on pieces of land and stuff.
Oh.
But now this is a little weird. Some other guy is pulling up the siding from the bottom of the house. And it looks like another guy is digging in the backyard.
What are they doing?
I don't know. There's some kind of utility truck out front. I guess that's what they do when people move in. At least I think so.
So, no spies?
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, you wanna play chess or anything?
Thanks, but not right now.
Hi there!
Oh, hello. I'm sorry, I was just walking around Mr. Key's yard one last time.
It's all right. Tim, right?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Your sister told me. I'm Bill Mincer, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Mincer. And by the way, Hope isn't really my sister.
You know, just because she's a foster child doesn't mean she can't be your sister.
How'd you know about Hope?
I like to know my neighbors. Hope told me you and Mr. Key were good friends.
We were. That's why I wanted to see your yard one last time.
I understand.
See that flower garden by that tree over there?
A flower... Oh, yes,
Well, that was Mr. Key's memory garden. He took real good care of it, and I helped him. Could you please not mow it down?
Well, I'll do what I can, Tim.
There were a bunch of people here the other day, digging in the yard and stuff. I guess you knew about that.
Yeah, I knew, but thanks for telling me, Tim.
I know it's your place and everything, but I sure hope you aren't going to change the house too much. Are you?
Hold on, Tim. I'm sorry. I've really got to take this. But I'll be back later, and we can talk some more. Okay?
Okay.
Hello. This is Bill.
I don't want him to change anything.
Mom, you make the best fried chicken.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Here, Tim. I know you like corn on the cob. You can have my piece if you want.
Oh, no, there's plenty for everyone, Hope.
Yeah, but he can have an extra one if he likes.
Don't you like corn on the cob?
Yeah, it's my favorite, but just trying to be nice to my bro.
Aww.
That's very nice of you, Hope.
Oh, Tim, thank you for the rose you brought me. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Dad says it came from Mr. Key's memory garden.
It did.
Oh, you were at Mr. Key's house? Did you meet Mr. Mincer yet? He's a real nice man.
Yeah!
Hey, Tim, there's no need to be short with Hope.
I'm sorry, Hope. It's not you.
Well, then what is it, son?
Mr. Mincer.
He's what?
He's nice and all, yes, but somehow there's something I just don't trust about him.
Uh-huh. Hope?
Yep, it's me.
Come on in. Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm okay, but what's up with Tim? He's really uptight lately. Is he okay?
Hope, you have a wonderful gift of compassion.
Okay.
That means your heart reaches out to people. You want to help them.
Oh, yep, that's me.
Tim's going through a lot right now. There's lots of changes going on. I mean, Brooke moved out, Justin left, Mr. Key died.
And I came to your house, don't forget.
And somehow, I don't think I could forget that. But it's a lot for Tim to handle all at once.
Stuff like that happens to me all the time.
I imagine it does.
I mean, you guys are great, but who knows? Next week, I could be out of here and I've got a whole new family. You kind of get used to it after a while. Kinda.
Hope, honey, we're checking out some possibilities. I can't make any promises, but I'm thinking
It's okay, Mr. Morrison. I get the speech a lot. People feel guilty about me, and they say nice things to try to make me feel better. And then I go to a whole new family. It's okay, really.
We really do love you, Hope. You know that, don't you?
Well, can we talk about Tim? I'm worried about that guy. I try extra real hard to be sweet to him, but he's been a real grump.
Hey, Dad?
Oh, yeah. Come on in, Mike.
It's about Tim.
Popular subject.
I've been trying to do all kinds of stuff with him lately. Basketball, chess, stuff like that. But he's not like himself. He keeps saying that things aren't the same.
Yeah, I hear him say that all the time.
Well, I was just telling Hope, Tim's going through a lot of challenges right now.
I know he is. I feel bad for him, but I don't know what to do.
Me neither.
Well, you can always pray for him.
I had a feeling you'd say that.
You know me. And you know Tim. You pray for him, huh? He'll come around. You both just need to give him some room, huh? Just give him some time to adjust. I think Tim just needs to...
Needs to...
No. I just got an idea. Yeah. That may be just the thing. Yeah, Tim, have a seat.
Am I in trouble?
No. But there are a couple of things I'm concerned about, right?
Okay.
I want to start with something you said at supper yesterday. That's a pretty strong statement when you say you don't trust somebody.
Oh, you mean what I said about Mr. Mincer?
Exactly. You barely know him, son. You've already pronounced judgment on him.
But I tried to be polite.
Yeah, and that's good. But, Tim, I know it's been tough on you since Mr. Key passed away.
Yeah.
But you don't need to hold a grudge against our new neighbor.
I'll admit, Mr. Mincer seems like a nice guy and everything, mm-hmm. but there's something about him.
All right. Here. I want you to read something for me.
What?
Here. It's in Philippians, chapter 3. Just look at the part I underlined there.
Okay. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So, what does that mean to you?
You want me to join the track team next year?
Yeah, right. Come on, seriously. There's nothing wrong with remembering the good times with Mr. Key, but if you hold on to the past too tightly, you may just miss the blessings that are right around you. The blessings of people. Like new neighbors. Like your family.
What?
Mike says he's been trying to do things with you lately, but you pretty much ignored him.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, you need to tell Mike that.
Yeah.
And you need to apologize to Hope while you're at it as well.
Hope?
Yeah, she's trying her best to be nice to you, but you don't seem to notice.
Oh.
I'll tell you what. I'd like you to come with me. Come on. On a little journey.
Where are we going?
Ah, up the street. Well, I made some special arrangements with the realtor. I told her you really wanted to go inside Mr. Key's house one more time.
Really?
Huh. I thought it might be helpful.
Thanks, Dad.
All right. Here we go.
Wow, it's so different. So empty. No more furniture, no more pictures on the walls. Mr. Key used to sit in his easy chair right here. Remember?
Uh-huh.
Whatever happened to it?
No, the easy chair?
It was sold in the estate sale, I think.
Oh. And Mr. Key had all his photo albums lined up on shelves, right there on that wall.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'd never seen so many photo albums in my whole life. I used to like looking through all his old pictures. And now it's just a blank wall. Is Mr. Key's old refrigerator still in the kitchen?
I don't know. Go on, you can check.
Oh, looks like they took that too. Mr. Key used to call it an icebox. I always thought that was a cool name for a fridge.
That's what they called refrigerators in the old days.
His coffee maker was right here on the counter. What did they call coffee makers in the old days?
I believe they called them coffee makers.
Oh. It's just not the same.
Well, listen, you feel free to look around now. Anything else you want to see?
No. Wait, yes, there is. It's in the garage.
No? What is it?
Right over here. This is the nail where Mr. Key hung his fishing pole. See, you can still see the marks on the wall from the fish hook. He'd asked me to go get his fishing pole for him whenever we went fishing at Pixley Pond. I remember, I used to...
What is it, son?
I'm saying I used to a lot.
Yeah.
Now I'm staring at this nail in the wall and I'm thinking I want to take it home with me. So stupid.
No, it's not stupid, Tim.
Dad, it's never going to be the same, is it?
No, son.
I just...
Shh, come on.
Oh, Dad.
Come on. Come here. Look, Tim, it's never stupid to remember the good times you had with Mr. Key.
Yeah.
But, buddy, as far as things like this house, well, there comes a time when you need to let go.
Yeah.
Yeah, something I learned. Sometimes... before God gives you something new, he wants you to give up what you're holding on to now. That's why it's always good to hold things with an open hand.
What's that mean?
When you don't hold on to things too tightly, and you aren't grasping. You're saying, okay, God, you give and you take away. It's all yours anyway. And you hold it up to God.
Dad?
Yeah?
Can I take this nail home with me?
You didn't hear a word I said, did you?
No, I did. Right. It's just...
Well, what do you think?
I think I'll leave the nail here.
Come on, buddy. Let's go home.
Okay. Yeah?
Do you need to get in the bathroom before I get a bath?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Hope?
Yeah?
That was nice of you to ask.
I know.
Hey, Mike, you busy?
I'm reading.
What you reading?
A bubblegum wrapper.
Whoa.
Did you know that Uncle Bubba's bubblegum has titanium oxide in it?
Wow. What's that?
I don't know. But it sounds really, really important. Or really fatal.
Well, hey, I don't want to interrupt your reading time.
I was just about to read the wrapper for my Twinkie, but that's going to take me all afternoon. What's up?
Just wondering if you'd maybe like to play chess?
Really? I'm not as good as Justin, you know.
I know, that's okay.
I've been trying to play with you for a week now.
Sorry, I've had a lot on my mind.
Okay. You want to be white or black?
I'll take black.
That's a wonderful idea. Hold on. Wait, let me tell your mother. Mary?
Yes?
Yeah, come here. I want you to hear something, honey.
What is it?
Tim said he'd like to do something special to welcome Mr. Mincer to the neighborhood. Well, here, go ahead. Tell her, Tim.
Well, I thought it'd be cool if we could get a big old piece of poster board and write in big letters on it, "Welcome to the neighborhood." And then we could make some of those warm homemade chunky chocolate chip cookies.
Well, that sounds good.
And then we could give him some gift certificates from places around Coleraine. Like Auntie May's Candy Shop, the Taylor's Store, the Frozen Custard Hut, places like that, you know?
That's a great idea, Tim.
Oh, you know, wait a minute. Yeah. And get this. Tim says He really wants to pay for all of this out of his own pocket.
Using the money I earned from my lawn mowing business.
Oh, I am so proud of you, Tim. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Well, I was just congratulating him on what a turnaround he's made.
I think we ought to go to the store and get what we need ahead of time.
Yeah.
Looks like Mr. Mincer is moving in very soon, and we want to be ready for him.
Boy, you're right. Come on, let's go.
Okay. All the gift cards we got for him?
Oh, I definitely think so.
And we can get Hope and Haley to work on the welcome sign as soon as we get home.
Excellent idea.
Oh, and I can help you with the cookies, Mom.
Yeah, help me make them or eat them.
Both.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what else I was thinking?
John?
Yeah, what?
We can invite him over for a... What's wrong?
Is that what I think it is? In Mr. Key's front yard?
Oh, no, it can't be.
A bulldozer? Dad, what are they going to do?
No, it's aimed right for Mr. Key's house.
No, they can't do this.
All right, just...
John, we've got to do something.
Hey! Hey, you! You and the bulldozer! He can't hear me. All right, I'm going to try to stop him somehow.
John!
Oh, wait a minute! Stop him! Let's turn it on!
It's too late.
Get back!
They can't do this!
They can't
stop
do
it when you get back!
No!
Wait, wait, wait! Did I just hear what I think I heard? That can't be, can it? I mean, why would Mr. Mincer buy Mr. Key's old house and then tear it down? Could this have something to do with those other men who were looking at the house? Surveyors, I think, might call them? Wow, lots of questions, huh? And we're just going to have to wait until next season before we get any of the answers. Don't be too sad, though. That will give you plenty of time to listen through and relive this whole season again, share it with friends, and talk about your theories on what will happen next. Speaking of reliving, I'm glad Tim decided to quit reliving the past. Even though it's looking like it's not going to turn out the way he expected, I think it was still really important for Tim to let go of Mr. Key and his house. There's this guy in the Bible. His name was Job. And even though he lost everything that was important to him in his life, he was still able to say, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." And then the Bible goes on to say, "In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing." See, Job wasn't holding on to the stuff of this life too tightly. And that's what God wants for us, to be able to see our family and friends and our stuff, even ourselves, everything we have, as belonging to Him. Now, it's not easy, and it will take His help to be able to do it. So if you feel like you've been holding on to this life and this world too tight, let me encourage you to ask God to help you with that, and then trust that He will. Remember, you can always write to me and share whatever's on your heart. Just send your letters to Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501, or email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Letting Go, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman and additional recording by Rob Gunling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. And I'll be looking for you right back here next time, down Gilead Lane.